Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
So, what's everyone doing tomorrow?
Stress eating.
Why is that?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Being with family.
It's stressing me out.
What are you thankful for?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving and we have nothing to be thankful for.
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
You realize tomorrow's Thanksgiving, not today, right?
It's crazy, I know. And I'm stuck in it and I can't get out of it.
Get inside right now!
It's showtime, baby.
That's what we're looking forward to, Thanksgiving tomorrow and kicking off the long holiday weekend. It is Wednesday morning, 6:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty.
It is. Man, we're not even next in line.
No.
We're not even, we're there.
Yep.
We're there, people. We are there. I hope everybody has a long holiday weekend. I really do.
I know if some people have to work, and that's the way it is. We've all done it. We've all been there.
Well, a lot of people I find out are you know, a lot of casino workers, people who work in the hotel casinos, they're getting, like, holiday pay, which is nice. So a lot of people choose to work.
Time and a half?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, if we're getting time and a half or double time, sure. But,
and they get holiday dinner, too.
Yeah, they get holiday dinners. Ooh. Yeah, I know.
Of course, looking forward to Black Friday. I haven't noticed. Are people already standing in line?
I haven't heard... But I'm sure, I'll bet some of them start, you know, today if they're not already. But I haven't heard of any really crazy deals, you know?
I think the days of line waiting for Black Friday is kind of over already.
Because of that their internet and that their Amazon.
Well,
that's why. Okay. I know.
Well, the big news is a little bit later on this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, we will announce the grand prize winner.
I'm so excited about
this. Of the $5,000 in Wham, courtesy of the Dollar Loan Center. So if you won your $100, put that in your pocket. You qualified for the 5K.
Yeah.
And we'll announce that winner a little bit later on this morning. So make sure you're by your phone and you're right there to pick it up.
A lot of people on Facebook Live with their fingers crossed this morning. We had a few people on there who won $100, which is so cool.
Good luck.
Yes.
Cloudy, rainy today, maybe even tomorrow. Wind picking up, high in the low 50s. It's only about 44 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, by the way, how many bottles of vodka go in the mashed potatoes? Asking for a friend. Modern Family, this actor, he is now part owner of the Kansas City Royals.
That's coming up next.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You now holds 3 Guinness World Records, including highest charting holiday song on the Hot 100 for a solo artist, and the most streamed track in 24 hours on Spotify for a female artist.
I believe it.
Specifics, but that song is just huge.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariah's all about Christmas. Remember, you have to have a tree in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Tree in your living room. Mm-hmm. You have trees all over. So if you want to, you know, Christmas like Mariah.
Okay.
Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. He is now part of the ownership group taking over the Kansas City Royals. He is actually from Kansas City.
Yeah.
So he said he's just really excited about it. Now, his stake in the team is fairly small. But still, you know, to say you own a major league team, part owner, I know. I think that would be so cool.
And not be a major owner, just where you could walk on the field and you have that pass that says part owner.
Staff. I know. I would have that owner.
Yeah.
Owner. You know what? 5-10% of a team? Oh, how cool would that be? What do they go for? What do teams go for now about? I mean, we'd have to buy a crappy team.
Well,
so maybe
Tigers.
Tigers. Yeah, exactly.
You know, something like the White Sox.
White Sox. I wonder what they're going for these days.
You know what? You better buy them now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, because we are going up this year. We're going up this next year.
I feel the same way.
And listen, I always like to put things into perspective. Jaleel White. He played Urkel on Family Matters.
Yeah.
More recently, probably your Uber driver. But I can't. That was Scott Baio. Anyhow, Jaleel White turns 43 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah, 43 years old. I don't know why I thought he was older. But 43 years old. So there you go. Oh, Morty knows that show.
Yeah. But he's just catching up with
friends.
All right. As you were talking about the holidays with Mariah Carey, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, helping the Salvation Army, we're adopting five families in the Las Vegas Valley who might be in need of assistance this holiday season. So if you know somebody, maybe you yourself might need that help, by all means, just go to our website, because today's the last day.
Right.
You can fill out the application, the form.
Right.
And hopefully we can help you out. All the information on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we like to keep people up on the latest trends.
Yes.
So as stupid as they seem, there's another one. Standing in a circle with your friends looking down at your phone. Then what you do is you throw something in the air hoping it doesn't hit you. This is... I don't even know how these start. I know. But this is a sample of what it sounds like.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Hold on.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Okay. Or you can just stand in a circle looking down at your phone and take the picture.
But, yeah,
you could.
Whatever.
So the types of things people are throwing in the air start out with like balls and eggs. But people have upped the ante by throwing much more dangerous items like plastic chairs.
Okay.
Cones.
Good. Great. Beautiful.
Plastic chair would take out like four people at once.
Yeah.
It would.
Come on.
So.
Come on, you guys.
They've been caught throwing a wheelchair up in the air.
Okay.
And what even a couch.
Ready?
Yeah. And then get back.
2, 1.
All right. You gotta love the kids, huh?
I want to know who's able to throw a couch.
I know. Exactly. Ready?
Especially when you're looking down at your phone.
Can you help? Hey, guys, can you help us throwing a couch in the air?
1, 2,
yeah.
3.
Oh.
Carla?
Oh, man.
Carla, you okay?
Where's the bottle of vodka we threw in the air? Where's that? Jeez.
What happened to the challenges? Like, what was it? What they called it, the mannequin challenge?
Yeah, the mannequin. Those things last like 5 minutes and then they're over.
That seems safe to me.
Come on, Mike. Yeah,
you just stand there.
Don't move. You know what we should do over the weekend, and we should get it on video, is the sit your butt on the couch challenge.
Yes.
You want to do that one?
And video it? And then post it.
Yes, and then post it, and everybody's going to go nuts and go, oh, my God, did you see the new trend? Everybody's sitting on the couch. They're just sitting on the couch with their hand in their pants.
Yes, you don't want to see me on the couch.
Exactly.
Women, too.
It's the dig in your ditch challenge. It's great.
Listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Yeah! 96.3 KKLZ.
So now that we know to stay away from aspic, we were talking about, and I had mentioned, there's so many different ways to prepare a turkey.
Yes.
And one of the ways is frying the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people take pride in frying the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had a GM here who every Thanksgiving would actually fry a turkey. The week of Thanksgiving,
right.
And we'd have a big potluck, and he had the chef hat on and the apron, and he would do it outside the building, of course, which they tell you to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't do it inside.
No, don't do it inside, dear God. Gallons of oil boiling.
And if you do, they say you have to be careful frying a turkey.
Yep.
Just putting it in there.
Yeah. Well, here's a woman filming her husband's first time using a turkey fryer. And,
boy.
Listen to, well, it says it all. Just listen.
First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please. Stay inside.
Get inside right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Apparently, it was kind of as he was putting it in, and she kind of froze and just sat there looking at it. Oh, he just goes all dad.
Get inside right now.
Okay.
I think that's the dad voice right there.
I know.
Thanksgiving or not.
Mom, get inside right now.
I know. Mom, get inside. Get inside.
Yes.
Get inside.
And all she can say is,
oh, my God.
That sounds like me.
It does.
That sounds like the same lady.
If you were married and we came over, Morty and I came over for Thanksgiving, yeah, we would hear this.
First time frying a turkey. Stay inside, please.
Stay inside. Stay inside. Get inside right now.
Oh, my God. Will you relax?
Well, we're just trying to keep the kids healthy and safe.
Yes. You're the one who wanted to fry the turkey.
Yes. Just be careful.
Yes.
However you prepare your turkey.
Yeah.
I guess that would be the line, is just be careful. Hey, by the way, big road game for the VGK tonight.
Yes.
They are in Nashville. They dropped the puck at 5.
Okay.
Vegas time. And by the way, Dallas, who just beat us, got beat in Chicago last night. 3-0.
Okay.
And I believe we've beaten Chicago every time we've played. Chicago's the only team that hasn't beaten the Golden Knights.
No.
Okay.
They beat us once.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, here at home. They beat us.
Okay. So what does all that mean?
So that must mean we are truly better than Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And despite our record, we're in pretty good shape. Despite what fans might think.
Uh-huh.
We are better than Dallas.
Uh-huh. So. Is that what you're
saying? No. A lot of people are saying, Subban sucks.
Right.
Flurry did, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Gallant should be fired.
Right. Oh, jeez.
But if you go by this philosophy, this theory, that Dallas, who just beat us, got beat by Chicago, who's only beaten us once in three years.
Yeah. So Dallas really sucks.
Let's go a little deeper. Dallas beat us and then went and played Chicago.
Right.
Dallas played so hard to beat us
that
when they flew to Chicago, they had no will in them whatsoever.
They had nothing left.
Is that it?
So we basically allowed Chicago to win. So we're actually better than Chicago and Dallas.
I don't even, I can't follow you. So are we going to win tonight? Is that your mansplaining? Is that your mansportsplaining? Is that what's going to happen?
It doesn't matter if we win.
Well, I know, but I'm just wondering with your, I see. So we're just better.
Yes.
Whether we win or, okay, I got it.
When you go on Facebook and social media and you hear all these people that don't really know the game, but they're talking about how bad Subban is or who do we blame this time for this loss or that loss. It doesn't matter.
I know I'm just a girl.
You are.
But.
Oh, no.
No, I just think that, Fleury's a great goalie. He is.
Yeah.
I think Subban's a good goalie.
He is a good goalie.
But I think that, sadly, maybe the rest of the Golden Knights haven't let him, maybe they haven't helped him win a game, Subban. How about that, people? Bring it.
Or the Golden Knights are trying to get Subban to bring out his best game by letting him try and stop.
Yeah, that's, listen.
Every person in Vegas hates me right now.
Listen, Subby-dooby-doo, it's up to you. We're going to back off, okay? We're going to just let you work and really prove yourself.
We'll see what happens tonight. They dropped the puck at 5.
Yes,
okay.
That's it.
A few things we think you really should know. We'll get to that after Foreigner. Cold as ice.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a new survey asked people to choose the one thing they're most thankful for. The one thing. What do you think number one was?
My life.
Morty?
Life, I guess.
Family.
There you go. Family is number one. But that could be all-encompassing, Mike. Family was number one. Number two is health.
Yeah.
3 friends. 4 career. 2% of the people. And 5% said something else. Now, not really surprising, people get more grateful for their health, less grateful for friends as they get older.
I bet.
So, yeah. Though I want to keep my friends around because my health may not be good. And somebody needs to put a diaper on me. Yeah,
somebody's going to have to wipe.
Yeah. Monica, are you listening? Jeez. Angie, are you guys listening? Okay, good. So, white meat, dark meat.
That's why I hope I go first.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I really do.
I agree.
Because I would be a terrible caregiver.
Oh, and you'll milk it, too. You'll milk it. We love love our dad, but he's really milking. So white or dark meat, guys? What do you like when it comes to your turkey?
Ooh, dark meat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I said that really weird. Dark meat.
Don't make it creepy.
I know. Mike?
I go either way. I go both ways.
You go both. I go both ways, too, oddly enough. I like, probably like dark better. Is it healthier, white meat? Not really.
No?
It really isn't. It has slightly fewer calories, about 30 less per serving, but dark meat has more vitamins and nutrients in it.
Look at the skin.
How about that? I know. I know it. Man.
Who
and
knew?
And besides, the turkey's not going to kill you. It's going to be the mashed potatoes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So eat a little more turkey and maybe, you know, the carb loading.
What Take has more tryptophan in it?
Yes. Yeah. Very true. And now, experts say some of the best wines, and I agree with this, to pair with turkey, Chardonnay, and if you want the red, a Pinot Noir. That's what I would go with. It's a little lighter red. Yeah.
Okay.
Though, pretty much, if you're spending time with family, any wine pairs nicely. It doesn't matter. Just bring the wine.
And the more, the better.
Yes, exactly. What is that? Is that Boone's Farm? Fine. Bring it in. I don't care. Uncle Hector's here. So bring it in, please. It is it's Wednesday. It's Thanksgiving Eve. A few things you should know.
Carla, as we get ready to spend time with the family tomorrow on Thanksgiving, there is a list of most awkward questions that have popped up that might pop up at the table tomorrow.
Right. A lot of people really dreading the holiday thing just because of that.
That makes things uncomfortable for everybody.
Yeah. One of the questions, of course, are you guys going to have kids? When are you guys having kids?
Yeah.
How come you haven't had any kids? Are you going to have any grandkids for us? What's going on? Another one. Have you gotten a job yet? Oopsie. Number one is, have you gained weight?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like the holidays because of that. You get together with family, and though you love your family, you know, they're honest with you. Like, we shouldn't be honest.
I brought a young lady back home for Thanksgiving. One of the few times that I went back. Now, of course, we don't have anybody back there. So
right.
But I brought somebody back. And after a couple of hours, my dad seemed to hit it off with this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And basically said, I'll lie, in front of everybody. And I was between marriages or something.
Yeah.
Well, I like you. I hope you stick around longer than the others.
I love it.
And she just looked at me, and I said, you know what?
I don't. My dad. He's older now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Morty has one too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had a classmate that I always hung out with. And she and I would always study together. So I'd always bring her home, and we'd always, you know, mess around, play video games, study. And it was going on for a couple years. So my family thought I was dating her. So during the holidays, I brought my actual girlfriend over. And they said, hey, where's Shelly? Did you break up with Shelly? And my girlfriend was not having it.
My name's
not
Shelly.
Having it.
I'm not Shelly. Who's Shelly? Wait a minute, what?
And she's like, well, I don't know. Who's Shelly? And I go,
again, something you might want to clarify with the family. Yeah. Before I come over,
listen,
here's some ground rules.
Yeah. This is not, it's the old calling them by that last one's name, too, which would have been the case with you, Mike, I'm sure. Which one is it? The L or the D? What is it? Who is this one? I don't
know. We just number them. Anybody else?
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
So we're talking about those awkward questions that pop up at the Thanksgiving Day table that make things a little bit awkward. Now, before we get into it, though, and people are texting in, we got some people on the phone. So, Morty, let me understand something. In your situation, you had never brought the girl that you were dating? You never brought her around?
No, that was the first time that I was going to bring her to a family event because we had just started dating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, you know, I'm going to invite you over for Christmas dinner.
Wow.
Or brunch. And when she walked in, the first thing, I had my cousins lived with us for years when I was in high school and elementary school and stuff. And the first thing they said was, "Where's Shelly?"
Yeah, she's the video game player.
Yeah,
she's cool. Who are you?
Yeah, they were
Did
just
your
so
girlfriend
used to
know Shelly?
No. There's no reason for me to say anything about Shelly. Because Shelly was a friend.
And nothing ever happened with video game girl?
No, I was telling Carla that she actually reached out to me about 3 months ago.
Oh, how funny. Oh. Yeah. I love it.
No, she's married. She has kids. But social media.
Yeah.
She saw me, and so she wanted to see what was up.
That's funny. Tom wrote in. He said, the men in my family tend to die on the young side. Live hard, die hard, all that.
Yeah.
when the older relatives would ask, aren't you kind of old to be single? I'd usually say, aren't you kind of old to be alive? It usually shuts them down. Michelle said, I was dating a guy, you know, one Thanksgiving.
Right.
I brought him. His name was Brian. A couple years later, I brought, you know, the guy that I was seeing. And, of course, my grandmother said, well, do you still talk to Brian? We really liked Brian.
That always goes over well.
That's so good. And somebody else mentioned just last Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, I got the, this is Sharon, she said, I got the old, oh, honey, have you gained weight? And I said, bite me. This is a boxy sweater, okay?
Always nice to get together with the family.
Isn't it fun?
Who you haven't seen in a long time. Connie, what's your story?
The one where you just lost a lot of weight and you think you're looking really good, but you're leaned up against the the wall in an awkward pose and the grandma asks you if you're having another baby.
Oh.
You never ask them if someone's pregnant. That's just something you never do.
Oh,
ever.
You don't. Yeah. Yeah.
You never take a guess.
No, that's just something. Guys, everybody keep that in mind this holiday season right. And every other day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear you. Nancy, what about you?
Well, there's a little bit of a story. I dated one guy in high school, and he broke up with me. Mm-hmm. And 8 months later, I dated his brother.
Oh.
And at the family get-together, it wasn't asked directly to me, but I heard their grandmother lean over to a family member and say, wasn't she with the other one last time? So it was a very awkward quiet after that.
Well,
I was very embarrassed.
Yeah, you had to expect that, right? I mean,
yeah, but you kind of get around, don't you? Jeez, wow, brother to brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. But yeah, I would have expected that. Absolutely.
A little bit later on this hour, we will announce the grand prize winner of Wham.
Yes.
$5,000, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. So if you won your Wham, some walking around money, just in time for Christmas, $5,000.
Love it.
Also going to be catching up with Cindy Lauper.
Oh, cool.
Share some of the visit we had with her a couple of days ago on the phone. As she talks about one of your favorite shows.
Oh, yeah.
That you've been talking about.
Yes, Mad About You.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we'll do that. Mike's on the phone. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I missed you guys over at the Silverton. I was going to bring my daughter to come meet you.
Yes,
guys.
What happened, Mike?
We looked for you.
She's in drama club, and something came up, and I knew she kind of had a thing going on. They're getting ready for something for the holidays, and so she canceled.
Oh.
And then I ended up having to drive her and about eight of her friends around to do whatever they were doing for getting ready for the gig. So.
Well, look at you being super dad.
I know. It's okay, man. It's all right.
But hey, I wanted to tell you guys, I do this quiet time thing every morning where I, you know, get ready for the day and was making my list of my, you know, things again that I'm truly grateful for. Not to be traditional, but I do it all the time. And I just want to tell you guys, you made a comment the other day, Mike, and I put on my list that I was thankful. One of the things I put was you guys and the show and everything you do, and wanted you guys to know again that how much of an impact you guys truly have, not only on, you know, the joy and the funniness that you bring to the mornings and starting our day, but just I think definitely to the community as a whole, what you guys do I think is so much bigger than you may even realize, and the seeds that you plant in people's lives and all the things you guys do throughout the year. I just wanted to say, hey, you guys mean a lot and send you guys a lot of holiday love.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate you listening as well as everybody else. Thank you so much for the call, and you and your daughter enjoy the holiday.
Absolutely.
We'll definitely see you guys soon for sure.
I hope so, Mike. Have a good one. Be safe, okay?
Okay. You guys, bye.
Love a call like that.
Yeah, it's really nice.
We do appreciate everybody who does listen. Carlos got another take on some entertainment news.
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, caught me off guard, but I do, Mike. I'm sorry about that.
All right, it's coming up after Human League and Don't You Want Me.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Millie Bobby Brown, little Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. She's a whopping 15 years old, and she's making at least $7 million for her next movie, Enola Holmes, it's called. Could be more than that, depending on the box office performance, because she's also a producer. So,
oh,
she's 15.
Look
15
at her.
15 years old. Yeah. Wow. That. Wow. Good agent. And she's got a good agent.
You know what? Good for her.
I agree. Mike, the most important music moments of the decade have been put out there by Rolling Stone. One of them is, because it was a huge deal, and you have it, U2 giving everyone the Songs of Innocence album.
Oh.
They gave that. That's the one thing you have on your phone.
Is that why it always keeps...
Every time you hit your music, you get U2, don't you?
When I'm in the car...
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I plug my phone in?
Yeah, that's what comes up. Oh. That's the music you have right there. Yeah.
Jody goes, I didn't know you liked U2 so much.
Yeah, well, you're the least loving U2 person I know. Yeah, I know.
I am right? So cool.
That's I know. Yeah, you too.
Hello.
another important music moment, the debut of Carpool Karaoke, which has gone on to be just huge. So
yeah.
Just different things that kind of changed music. Spotify, you know, mm-hmm. coming about. So some interesting stuff on that list, and I will actually post that on our website. And Mr. Rogers, we always think of him as a, you know, very sanitized kids show, very proper man.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't against a little gross-out humor. His widow says if they were bored at an event, well, he'd pass a little gas to
Uh-oh.
Amuse her. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And she said he would just raise one cheek and look at me and smile. Typical guy, Mr. Rogers. Typical guy.
So if they were bored
yeah.
and he wanted to lighten yep. the mood a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, he'd just kind of lift the cheek up.
He could pass gas on just on demand.
I don't know, or, you know, if he had to do it, if it was just there, he'd give her a little thrill, you know. I'm glad to know that about him. I am very glad to
I don't
know
if Jody would consider it a thrill.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Anytime we were aboard and I could just pass gas on demand. On command.
Right,
demand, command, I don't know. Which.
You're laughing now, aren't you, baby?
What that funny?
Oh,
pull my finger.
Yeah, that is my take, sponsored by the Southern Nevada Health District.
Carla and I had a chance to catch up with Cindy Lauper on the phone the other day. Wanted to share some of that conversation. She has a lot going on.
Yes, she does.
And, of course, looking to wrap up the end of the year, she has her Home for the Holidays concert.
Mm-hmm.
She told us actually where she is doing it and who's going to be a part of it.
Doing Home for the Holidays in L.A. At the Novo Theater. We decided to change it up this year. We have Billy Porter, Kesha, Marilyn Manson, Randy Carlyle, and, of course, our favorite Carson Kressley is our host. And
right
it's
on.
A big fundraiser for True Colors United, which works to help and eradicate youth who are experiencing homelessness, especially the LGBTQ community.
Wow.
All right.
I wanted to ask you, and I know it's a long shot, but Mad About You, they are rebooting this. Any chance that Marianne Lugasso might make a cameo?
You know, I'm always open.
You were so great on that show.
Ever had. Paul Reiser is a great producer. He's a great guy. He's funny, and it was an honor to work with him, Helen Hunt, John Pankow, the whole team.
I remember the first time seeing you on that show. I think we all did the collective, that's Cindy Lauper. You were great.
That's
you,
why this woman is so amazing. People
kind of,
don't realize.
You, to me, have, and especially at this point in your career, you are please take this as a compliment. I think you will. You are my Bette Midler. You do everything.
Oh, I love Bette Midler. Oh, my God, I'm such a huge fan of her. Are you kidding?
That is you. You do everything.
Well, I'm different from her.
And you do
no,
it
but
well.
Just what you do, you can do everything.
Right.
Bette Midler,
I don't know that I
Streisand.
Can do everything, but I do try my best. And some days I think I do really great, and some days, well, you know, you try.
We
you
love
do
talking to you, Cindy Lauper.
Work.
We hope you can come to Vegas soon and do what you do best,
yes.
But it's always a great time talking to you. Cindy, happy holidays and have a great day.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know what? She also has a new musical she's working on.
Yeah, she does.
Based off of Working Girl,
mm-hmm.
the movie.
Yeah.
And a new album. And she's still touring.
I know. Oh, I love
amazing.
Her.
All right. It's Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all week long, I say all week long, Monday, Tuesday, and today, we've been giving away Maroon 5 tickets. End of the year from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Going to be at Mandalay Bay December 30th. You have another chance to win the final pair we have to give away with another segment of
Kazookie-Yokie Wednesday.
To do is identify that Maroon 5 song by title, and we'll get through news and weather. Then, of course, look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Here's a bit of it again. So good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Maroon 5 with another segment of
Kazookie-Yokie Wednesday.
Carla, we have Carrie on the phone. Carrie, can you identify that Maroon 5 song we're playing on our kazoos by title?
I believe so. It's Animal.
Yes!
You got it, girl. There you go.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Maroon 5. It's going to be at the end of the year, December 30th, actually, over at Mandalay Bay Event Center. The tickets are yours, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Oh, and by the way, big game for the VGK tonight in Nashville. Let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
The grand prize winner of Wham! Walking Around Money. Carla, we have KKLZ listener Alfonso Sinoe on the phone, and they just told us you're the grand prize winner.
That's right.
Alfonso, $5,000.
Ooh, man, that's awesome.
That is so cool. Alfonso, didn't expect that this morning, did you?
I sure did not.
Alfonso, I would think that would change the Thanksgiving Day weekend plans a little bit.
Absolutely. And Christmas.
Yeah, but don't tell your family, Alfonso. Don't tell them quite yet. Hang on to it. No, hang on to it.
That is awesome. When's the last time somebody just gave you a check for $5,000?
Never in this lifetime.
Okay. Alfonso, thank you so much for listening to KKLZ, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds. Cows at a dairy farm in Russia have been given VR headsets to show them relaxing scenes.
Yeah.
Which will help their milk production.
Virtual reality for cows. Are they keeping the headsets on?
I don't know.
Shaking those things. Well, that's cool.
I'm just imagining, you know, when you drive around, you know, in the Midwest, you see cows. And
it's like,
what are they wearing?
Is that a ViewMaster? Was it
production or reproduction?
Yeah.
Production.
It's for milk. It's for milk.
Because
right?
VR works.
Yeah.
Don't make it creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're not watching porn. To produce milk. So, yeah, I know.
Good Lord. Yeah,
well, you don't know what they're watching.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. You know what? I don't know.
I mean, what is porn for cows, I wonder? I just not going into that.
You know what?
Room,
why don't you wonder that tomorrow?
Okay, sure. Whatever. I can look that up. I don't care.
A couple of women in New Jersey got into a fight at a grocery store last week when one had about too many items in the express lane. The other woman called her out on it.
Yeah.
In the New Jersey.
Yeah, really? Gosh, really? Hair pulling and biting in Jersey? Wow.
Huh,
that's weird. Guys in Westminster, South Carolina, they were hunting, and one guy mistook his friend for a deer and shot him.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was hitting the upper body. He was all right. They had to go to the hospital. Have a, you know, quick sew up. But it's okay. No charges have been filed. It was his friend. He thought he was a deer.
Bro.
He heard the rustling. I'm so
Bro.
Sorry. I am Come so on. Sorry, Cletus. I thought I saw you moving around over there. I didn't even know it. And then I seen something look like antlers. And I just thought, boom, 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 boom. And
antlers.
That's what happened right there.
Antlers.
I'm so sorry. It's all right, Cooter. I'm okay.
You'll be
it's
fine.
Just my upper bottom will be all right. We'll go back out next week. And, hey, a little info for you. Who is most likely to wake up one day and say, you know what? I think I want to start going on vacation with my junk hanging out. Anybody?
Me.
Anybody? Probably Morty. Okay. Gotcha. Well, Morty, you might have to wait a few years. No. New survey tried to pin down the average nudist. Who are they? They're mostly 45 and older, have a college degree, live in the burbs or rural areas,
yeah.
have traditional jobs in fields like education, government. They like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
They're tennis players, and they love to cook.
See.
So there you go. You know what? These nudists are cool people. I like these
Seems
people.
Like
they really are. They like to cook.
They play tennis.
There. They play tennis.
That's boring.
Yeah, that's fun to watch, isn't it?
Everybody just flopping around.
Yeah. Are you watching the ball?
Everybody and everything.
Yes, I am. I'm watching the balls, all right. I sure am. Wow. So now you know. Happy Thanksgiving. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We always do at the end of each show. We like to share a little good news with you. And I know we talk about the animals a lot, but in Canada, a secret Santa has paid the adoption fees for 36 cats. Now, this is it at the Canadian Humane Services, it's called. The shelter is at capacity, so covering the adoption fees will allow the cats to be adopted quicker. The typical fee at this facility is $140. I did the math. That's over $5,000 that this person is paying for those 36 cats. So good. Take them home for the holidays. And right here, the Nevada SPCA on Black Friday, they're waiving all adoption fees. So if you are serious about getting a pet, serious, not just trying it out, go on over there on Friday, spayed, neutered. Everything is taken care of Black Friday, okay?
Awesome.
Okay.
And by the way, go on our website, 963kklz.com. Check out Carla's latest video from the NSPCA, and you can check out some of the animals, not just dogs and cats, but there's a lot of other animals.
They have little rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
They've got guinea pigs. They've got all sorts of things.
So make sure you do that. All right. 9:37, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Universal Solar. Recapping the show from this morning. Boy, the new trend.
Yeah,
get your friend.
Really?
Stand in a circle. Look down at your phone.
Really?
Then throw a bunch of crap up in the air and
come on.
You see who gets hit.
Oh,
make it
kids.
A Thanksgiving family event. Gotta,
yes, I know. Yes,
throw
do.
The turkey in the air.
Do.
That is wild. What awkward topic comes up at the Thanksgiving Day table? We had a few of those.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, you pregnant?
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm not. No.
It's just a bad angle.
The way I'm standing. Jeez.
And wow. A reminder that the Mike and Carla 5 days of caring going on. So you have until the end of today. If you or somebody you know is in need over the holidays, make their Christmas a little brighter. Nominate them. And you can fill out the form right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963KKLZ.com in conjunction with the Salvation Army. We did this last year. Happy we can do it again this year. So looking forward to helping out some families right here in Las Vegas.
Yes.
But all the information, everything you need to know is on our website at 963KKLZ.com. To you both, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, my
Same
friend.
To you.
Everybody, have a good one. Be safe out there, please.
All right. So have a great weekend. Be safe, as she said. Be careful. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 963KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 963KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.